Welcome. Today we're discussing some fascinating content about a self-hosted app called Karakeep, formerly known as Hoarder.
Karakeep, huh? Intriguing. So what's the big deal with this app? Why should our listeners care?
Well, think about it. How often do you lose track of online resources? You find a great article, dive down a rabbit hole, and then poof, it's gone. Karakeep is designed to combat that digital amnesia, letting you bookmark everything.
Bookmarking? Sounds a little basic. Don't browsers already do that?
This is next-level bookmarking. Karakeep not only saves links and notes, but it uses AI to add tags automatically and can even summarize long articles. Plus, it snapshots web pages as both screenshots and searchable text transcripts. So even if a link dies, you've got a record.
Hold on. AI tagging and summarization. That's pretty slick. Is it using some expensive proprietary AI?
It uses an OpenAI API token, so there's a small cost associated with it. But the creator mentioned spending only about 50 cents over 3 months of use, so it's not a bank breaker.
50 cents? That's practically free. So walk me through how it works. Let's say I find an article about pangolin anatomy. How do I save it with Karakeep?
Easy. You can copy and paste the link, or even better, use the Chrome extension. It integrates seamlessly, automatically generating tags like mammal, scales, or endangered species. It's impressive how little user intervention is required.
So you're saying I can just click a button and bam, the article is saved, tagged, and summarized? Sign me up. But what about organization? Can I categorize my saved content?
Absolutely. You can create lists within Karakeep, like networking education or pangolin research, and add your saved content to them. Keeps everything neat and tidy.
And this link decay you mentioned earlier, how does Karakeep address that?
It creates a full page archive, downloading all the assets, images, and text. Think of it as a time capsule for web pages. No more frustration over broken links.
This all sounds incredibly useful. But how difficult is it to set this thing up? Do I need a PhD in computer science?
Not at all. It's surprisingly straightforward, especially if you're familiar with Docker and Tailscale. The creator walks through the entire process using a Docker Compose file and demonstrates how to connect it to your Tailnet.
Tailscale? So, I can access my Karakeep archive from anywhere?
Precisely. It's all securely accessible through your Tailnet thanks to features like Magic DNS and HTTPS certificates. No complicated port forwarding or firewall configurations needed.
You had me at no complicated port forwarding. This is really impressive. Anything else our listeners should know?
Well, there was a bit of a naming drama. The project was originally called Hoarder, but due to a trademark dispute, it had to be renamed to Karakeep. So, you might still see some references to hoarding within the app.
That's a shame. Hoarder was a much more evocative name, don't you think? But I guess Karakeep works too.
Agreed. But hey, a rose by any other name, right? I see. Interesting. In any case, Karakeep is a fantastic tool for anyone looking to take control of their digital knowledge and preserve those precious online resources. It's the ultimate solution for combating link rot and building your personal digital library.
It definitely sounds like it. Thanks for sharing this with us. Where can our listeners find more information about Karakeep?
You can find all the relevant links, including the creator's GitHub repository, in the show notes below. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us on social media. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Goodbye.